getting set now for the men's contest. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. We begin with the Morningside Mustangs. They were knocking on the door of the number one team in the country earlier this year and then stumbled against Dakota Wesley. And they're 15-1 this year, 9-1 in the league. They fell to number four after that loss. That was an 86-82 loss on January 2 on the road in the Corn Palace. Tyler Borchers has scored a team-high 14 points per game with 5.9 rebounds. Zach Emig scores 12.4 points per game with 6.3 rebounds, and he has a team-high 57 assists this year. Brody Egger scores 11.6 points per game. Matt Hahn is at 10.3. Alex Borchers is at 9.4. Mustangs are outscoring teams 86.6 to 67.3. They out-rebound teams 36.4 to 31.6. Morningside makes 53.9% of its field goals and limit teams to 43.4% shooting. The Defender men are 13-7 this season, 6-5 in league play. The Defenders have league losses to Northwestern, Jamestown, Briarcliff, and Morningside. They bounce back from three straight GPAC losses to go 5-2 over the last seven games, including an upset win over Dakota Wesleyan at the DeWitt on Wednesday. Dort's outscoring teams 80.7 to 76.7. They out-rebound teams 41.9 to 35.7. Dort has shot 45.3% from the field and allow teams to make 43% of their field goals. Jesse Jansman scoring 12.2 points per game. He's made 33 three-point shots. Garrett Franken is scoring 12.7 with 7.4 rebounds. Chad Barkham and Josh Van Langen have each scored 12.2 and 10.8 points per game respectively, taking 5.9 and 5.8 rebounds each. Barkham is making 56% of its field goals. Zach Bussard scores 9.6 points per game with 5.2 rebounds and converts 57.8% of his field goal tries. Alec Henriksen is good for 9.2 points per game. Ben Gasink is at 7.0. Henriksen has made a team-high 38 three-point shots this year, and he has made 36.5% of his three-point shots. Last time these two teams were in action, Morningside beat Mount Marty a week ago today, 94-49, ran off the first 10 points of the game on the way to that victory. Tyler Borchers had 14. Brody Egger, 13. Zach Emig, 11. Dort beat Dakota Wesley in 81-79 Wednesday night. Garrett Franken had a career-high 22 points with 6 rebounds. Barkham had 17 points with 7 rebounds. Also stuffed the stat sheet with 3 block shots, 2 steals, and 2 assists. Ben Gasing came off of the bench to score 10. Josh Van Lingen converted 8. We'll be back with your starting lineups for today's men's college basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort College and Morningside set for their second battle of the season here at the Rose River Dorn Sports Complex. Dort College, the introduction of their starting lineup. We'll get to the probable starting lineups in just a moment. For the Defenders, it'll be number two, Jesse Jansme, 6'4 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 12.2 points per game. Number five is Chad Barkema. He is averaging 12.2 points per game. He is a 6'5 junior from Sioux Falls. Number 10 is Chandler Bronsting, a 6'1 junior from Hall, averaging 5.7 points per game. Number 22 is Garrett Franken, a 6'7 sophomore from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 12.7 points per outing. And rounding out the starting five for the Defenders, number 25, a 6'6 junior from Sioux Center, Josh Van Langen. Van Langen is averaging 10.8 points per game. For the Morningside Mustangs, it'll be number three, Brody Agri, 6'2 senior from Urbandale, Iowa, averaging 11.6 points per game. Zach Hemig is a 6'3 sophomore from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 12.4 points per game. Alex Borchers is a 5'10 junior from South Sioux City, averaging 9.4 points per game. Number 24 is Matt Hahn, a 6'3 junior from Fremont, Nebraska, averaging 10.3 points per game. And rounding up the starting unit for Lamar's, Tyler Borchers, a 6'7 junior from Lamar's, averaging 14.0 points per contest. We are set for basketball. the Dort College Defenders and Morningside Mustangs. And the Morningside Mustangs control the opening tap. A floater in the lane by Matt Hahn. Hahn makes it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Matt Hahn makes quick work of that first basket for the Mustangs. And the Dort College Defenders bring it back the other way. Pass left side over to Jesse Jansma. Jansma out on the wing. Things I remember about this Morningside team, they will force you out on the perimeter. You end up running your offense about a step or so further back than you would like. Dort College with a loose basketball after it was tapped into the backcourt. Shot clock is reset, and now it is Morningside basketball. Not sure what transpired there. Shot clock was winding down, and then suddenly it got reset. Morningside basketball, they feed it down low. This is Borchers. Borchers kick out pass into the corner. Three on the way for Egger. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Ben Lingen. Ben Lingen with the basketball ahead to Brunsting. Brunsting with it. Chandler. Chandler loses it. Pass out in front. Driving in and throwing it down is Matt Hahn. Hahn with back-to-back buckets to start for the Mustangs. And the Mustangs lead it 4-0. 4-0 our score. Brunsting brings the basketball up the floor. Brunsting passes right side. Franken. Franken with it. Garrett picks up his dribble. Back out front, Ben Lingen. Ben Lingen three off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Borchers. Borchers heads it up to Alex Borchers. That was Tyler to Alex. Now they snap it left side. Three on the way. And Hahn with another basket. Matt Hahn, a fast start. He's got seven. All 7 points for the Mustangs, and the Mustangs looking for him right now. Pass left side over to Franken. Franken. Jansma. Jansma, three misses, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Morningside. Morningside with a fast start. They're up 7-0. Hahn with the basketball. Hahn gets it right corner. They feed it back over to Hahn. Hahn, long three on the way. That one's off the heel, no good. Rebound taken away by Barkema, but a foul on the play called on Morningside's Ben Hoskins. Hoskins whistled for the personal foul. And the defenders will inbound the basketball, trailing 7-0. So a fast start by the Mustangs. Zach Bussard checks into the ballgame. So Dort College with the basketball in the backcourt. They pass right side. Barkema underneath Bus. Bus layup good. Zach Bussard with a 2-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail 7-2. 7-2. Feed it down low. This is Borchers. Borchers working against Bussard. Flips it up with the right hand. Can't get it to go. But he is fouled on the play. And the Mustangs will send Tyler Borchers to the free throw line. Borchers, his third season as a Mustang, started his career at the University of South Dakota. Has over 1,000 career points, actually has over 1,100 career points already. First free throw, no good. He's got another one on the way. Tyler Borchers with a second free throw. Not a great free throw shooter, 50%, 28 of 56 from the free throw line this year. Second free throw on the way. It's up and down. So Borchers makes 1 of 2. That's what he does most of the season. 8-2, Morningside leading by 6. Brunsting with the basketball, 17 minutes remaining in the first half. Henriksen feeds it down low. Barkema. Barkema backing his way in. Chad outside, Alec. Alec with it on the right side. Back to the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Barkema, left elbow. Chad, step back. Baseline jumper. Tough shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound, Buss. Buss spins it back outside for Brunsting. Brunsting back to Bussard. Bussard down low against Borchers. Bussard off the glass. No good. Borchers holds his ground. And coming back the other way is Morningside. Morningside. Double pump, shot no good in the lane. Rebound controlled by Dort College and Brunsting. Brunsting into the corner, Jansma. Jansma, Bussard. Bussard to Brunsting. Brunsting three, left wing, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Morningside. Morningside with the lead in the basketball. Out front, they give it up to Brody Egger. Egger down low to Tyler Borchers. Borchers, left corner, three on the way. Hoskins, no good, but they're weaving his way in, getting loose for an offensive rebound is Brody Egger. Egger with a two-point basket. Egger with nearly 1,500 career points, gets his first field goal of the day. Most of his are three-point baskets, but he gets the putback that time, and Morningside has opened up a 10-2 lead. Henriksen down to the baseline. Henriksen reverse lay-in, no good, but a foul on the play called on Morningside. They're going to call that foul on Ben Hoskins, evidently. That's foul number two on him. Free throws on the way for Alec Henriksen. Henriksen is a 94% free throw shooter. 15:34 remaining in the first half. Free throw on the way for Henriksen is good. A second free throw on the way for Alec Henriksen. 10-3, Morningside up by 7, now 6 as Henriksen makes two free throws, and the defenders trail by 6, 10-4. 10-4, pass to the perimeter, intended for Matt Hahn, goes out of bounds. It'll be Morningside basketball maintaining possession of it. Borchers driving in, that's Alex Borchers, goes right side. This is Egger. Now Borchers. Alex Borchers out front. Feed it down low. Shot in traffic. The runner by Morningside and a two-point basket by the Mustangs. And that's a player that's not on our roster sheet. Shot on the way. Up and good for Borchers. Alex Borchers with the three. And the Mustangs have opened up a 15-4 advantage. Mustangs lead 15-4. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The defenders trailing Morningside 15-4. Pass comes in to Jansma after that timeout by the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Alec Henriksen with a drive, left-hand side. Gets fouled as he puts it on the deck. That is foul number one on Pierce Almond, his first. Team foul number three. Jansma out front, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Gives it up to Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball. Van Langen tries to pass it into Gaysink. It's tapped away by Trey Brown. Jansma reverses Gaysink. Gaysink lets fly with a long three, and he hit it. Ben Gaysink with a three-point basket. Ben makes it a 15-7 ball game. Defenders down 8. Feed it down low. Brown. Brown reverse layup with the left hand. Missed it. No good. Dort College coming back the other way with the basketball. Jansma. Jansma at the top of the key. Driving right hand side. Picks it up. Back outside. Van Langen. Van Langen 3. Good. Josh Van Langen with the triple. Dort College trails 15-10. 15-10. Dort College. Down by 5. Morningside basketball. Almond. Almond 3. He answers. So Almond knocks down the 3. His first field goal today, averaging 4.3 points per game. Dort College trailing 18-10. Barkema down to the baseline. Cut off. And he steps on the end line, according to our official. Kirby Wells. Kirby Wells, Joe Wells. Double check who official number 3 is. defenders turn it over. Morningside has the basketball. This is Brown. Brown gives it up to Brody Egger. Egger back into the corner. Almond, another three. He's got six. Just like that, it's back to double digits, 21-10. Cooper Ross bringing the basketball up. Cooper in between the circles. He hands it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen travels with it. So Alec travels with the basketball. Turnover back to Morningside. And the Mustangs will bring it up. Alex Johnson is our third official today. Driving in Borchers. Borchers passes it out front. Almond back to Borchers in the left corner. Borchers gives it up to Brown. Brown puts it up, blocked from behind by Franken. But out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It'll be Morningside basketball. 21-10 our score. Borchers throwing it in. Borchers gets it in to Almond. That's Alex Borchers. Tyler Borchers not on the floor right now for the Morningside. Reach in foul called on Cooper Ross, I believe, on the drive by Borchers. So Cooper whistled for his first personal. And that is team foul number two against the defenders in this half. Free throws on the way for Alex Borchers. Borchers averaging 9.4 points per game. His first free throw is good. He's got another one on the way. This Morningside team has one senior in the starting lineup. That is Brody Egger. They bring Almond off of the bench. He's a senior. Semedini also comes in. He'll play a little bit. He's a senior. But this is a team chock full of juniors and sophomores. So this is not their only year that they are going to be contending in the G-Pack. Cooper Ross, a turnover in the front court. Alex Borchers has it tipped away from him. Pass comes out front. This is Tristan Cummins. Cummins gives to Brown. Brown left side, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Ben Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink comes back over to Alec Henriksen. Henriksen the runner, and Alec converts with a right-handed runner from the right-hand side. York College trailing 23-12. So Morningside in control early, leading by 10. Started fast against Mount Marty as well last Saturday. Brown travels with it as he tries to go to work against Zach Bussard. Trey Brown, a 6'6 sophomore from Gretna, turns it over. Alex Borchers checks out of the ballgame. This Morningside team has two players that have over 1,000 points already in their careers. Alex Borchers has nearly 900. And then you've got Zach Emig, a sophomore, who has 600 career points. Now, he did not start today, actually. He was not in the starting lineup, and he has not played yet today. Dort with the basketball. Henriksen off-balance shot, and Alec is going to be called for a travel violation. Turnover gives the basketball back to Morningside. So Morningside walking it up, leading 23-12. Feed it down low, Brown. Brown with the basketball, back to the basket against Bussard. Fires it cross-court, it's taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Henriksen with the right hand. Tries to snake it up, and Matt Hahn is called for the foul. That's foul number one on him. And team foul number three, four on the Mustangs. Defenders trail by 11, 23-12. First free throw is up, short, no good by Henriksen. That's a rarity. Alec, a 94% free throw shooter this season, just his third miss in now 37 tries. Second free throw by Henriksen is good, so Henriksen makes one of two. And the defenders trail by 10, 23-13. So Henriksen with five. Pass down low for Tyler Borchers. Deflected by Bussard. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside and Andrew Semedeni. So Semedeni has it off of his fingers and out of bounds. Inbounding. Brunsting gets it into Jansma. Jansma takes it up the floor. Defenders not clicking on offense so far, but this Morningside team, they are strong and physical, and they will force you out on the floor. Pass it down low to Bussard. Bussard, jumper in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Tyler Borchers. Borchers hands it off. Morningside walks it up. Mustangs have the lead and the basketball. Matt Hahn out front. He passes off to Semedeni. Semedeni to Borchers. Comes back out front. Morningside basketball, Matt Hahn. Hahn at the free throw line, lost it. Taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen has it tapped away from behind by Semedeni. And at the midpoint of this first half, the defenders trail 23-13. 23-13. Semedeni taps it away. Sidort will inbound. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Barkema. Barkema, kick out. Bussard. Bussard back to Franken. Franken, Jansma. Jansma drives in. Help defense by Borchers. Swats it away. And here comes Morningside. Morningside of the basketball. Right side pass, Almond. Almond, three, no good, but a foul on the rebound on the defenders. I believe that's going to be on Garrett Franken. No, that's going to be on Zach Bussard. That's foul number one on Bussard. Team foul number three against Dort in this half. 9:38 remaining here in the first half. Morningside inbounding the basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Tossing it in will be Semedeni. Morningside up double figures. Seems like they've been up double figures most of this game already. Built a 15-4 lead almost immediately. Pass goes down low to Tyler Borchers. Borchers, right side, long two, up and good. Two-point basket for Semedeni. And the defenders trail 25-13. So Morningside up a dozen. Bringing the basketball up is Brunsting. Brunsting with it. Chandler picks up his dribble, passes off to Jansma. Jansma from beyond the old three-point line decides against it. Gives it up, Barkema. Barkema, pass down low, intended for Bussard, is tipped away by Borchers. Bussard will check out of the game. Checking in is Josh Van Langen. Defenders look a little tired today. Women did too. Took them a little bit to get going, and then they shook out of their lethargy. Able to make a close game of it in the women's contest. Pass down low to Barkema. His shot no good. Looked like he was anticipating contact. There wasn't any, and he overshot. Pass right side, Borchers. Borchers layup good. Tyler Borchers with 3 points. Dort College trails 27-13. Jansma brings the ball up for the defenders. Jesse with it. Jesse at the top of the key. Comes back right side over to Brunsting. This is Van Langen. Van Langen weaves his way into the lane. His layup is good. 5 points for Van Langen. Dort College leads, trails 27-15. 8:12 remaining in the first half. Morningside basketball. Brody Egger. Egger gets it back outside. Left hand to Hahn. Hahn, Egger. Egger, three, no good. Rebound tapped by Borchers, controlled by Morningside. Morningside over the basketball, back to Egger. Egger down to the baseline. Egger, reverse layup, good. Egger with four. Morningside leads 29-15. Chandler Brunsting up the floor. Chandler gets a screen, passes left side over to Jansma. Jansma back to Van Langen. Van Langen, three, up, good. Josh Van Langen with 8 first half points. Defenders trailing 29-18. 7:20 and counting. Feed it down low to Borchers. That's Tyler to Alex now. Tyler Borchers gets the return pass at the free throw line. Shot no good. Rebound tapped again by Tyler Borchers, controlled by Morningside. Over to Egger. Egger, three, good. Brody Egger with the three-point basket. He's got 7, and the defenders trail 32-18. We have a timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR. Defenders down 14. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The defenders trailing 32-18. Chad Barkema will be inbounding the basketball. So Barkema throwing it in. Broadcast today made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Brunsting gets the return pass over to Franken. Franken drills a three-pointer from the left corner. Garrett Franken with a three-point basket. Dort trailing 32-21. Maybe that'll be what jump starts the defenders here this afternoon. This feels like they're running in sand right now. Pass back over to Egger. Egger gives it up. Hahn with the three. He's got 10 first-half points. A hold in the backcourt called against Morningside and Semedeni. Semedeni whistled for the personal foul. 35-21. And inbounding the basketball again will be Barkham after that hold called on Semedeni. Alec Henriksen will bring the ball up. Alec takes it across the timeline. Gets it over to Jesse Jansma. Jansma, right side Gasing. Gasing to Henriksen. Alec back out front. Van Langen. Van Langen, another three. That one's off the heel. No good. Rebound Barkema. Barkema is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go against Morningside and Andrew Semedeni. Semedeni has just been whistled for the personal. 6 minutes remaining in the first half. It's foul number two on Semedeni. Chad Barkema will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. First free throw by Chad is up and through. Dort College will be in the bonus from here on out. Another free throw on the way. 35-22. Depending on the outcome of that, second free throw, no good. It's 35-22. 13-point lead for the Mustangs as they bring it up the floor. Alex Borchers with it on the right-hand side. He passes off to Brody Egger. Egger gives it up to Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers, reverse layup. He's got 5. Defenders trail 37-22. Gasing double-teamed. Steps through. Gets it away. Jansma. Jansma. Henriksen. Henriksen, three ball. Good. Alec Henriksen with a three, his first today. He's got 8 off of the bench. Defenders trail 37-25. Morningside's Matt Hahn with the basketball. Hahn. They go into the corner. To Borchers. Borchers with it. Borchers passes back into the corner. Three from the corner. No good that time by Hahn. Rebound Gasing. Gasing bringing it up the floor. Gasing into the corner. Henriksen. Barkema. Barkema. Gasing. Gasing into the corner. Jansma. Three. Good. Jesse Jansma with a three-point basket. And the defenders back to within 9 at 37-28. 37-28, left side pass, Egger. Egger goes down low to Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers with the basketball. Back to Egger. Egger three, off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Barkema over to Gaysink. Gaysink up the floor, Jansma. Jansma feeds it to Van Langen. Van Langen, hook shot, good. Josh Van Langen with 10 first half points. Dort College showing some signs of life. They trail 37-30. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Morningside Mustangs. Back with more in a moment. Morningside over the basketball. Dort College has scored 8 unanswered. A couple of threes and a 2 mixed in. Out front, Alex Borchers to Hahn. Hahn to Allman. Allman with the basketball. Comes back right side. Egger. Egger. Right wing. Borchers. Borchers. Baseline jumper. 12-footer right side. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Van Langen. Van Langen, top of the key, three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound tap out by Barkema, controlled by Morningside. Long pass into the front court, Almond. Swing pass, Egger. Egger thought about the three, puts it on the deck, into the lane, over to Alex Borchers, left wing three, good. Alex Borchers with the three-point basket for Morningside. He's got 7. Defenders trail by 10, 40-30, 3:31 remaining. Gaysink to Barkema. Barkema right side, Henriksen. Henriksen back over to Ben. Ben feeds it down low for Van Langen. Van Langen over the basketball. Van Langen, tough shot. Instead, gets it back to Henriksen. 7 seconds on the shot clock, and Alec buries it. Right side three for Alec Henriksen, his second. Alec Henriksen now with 11 points. Defenders down by 7, 40-33. 40-33, Morningside basketball. Almond. Almond comes back over to Borchers. Borchers around the horn, back to Pierce Almond. Almond drives in. Vertical contest by Van Langen. Here comes Dort College. Jansma to Henriksen. Henriksen driving in, and a blocking foul called on Alex Borchers. Alex whistled for the personal foul against Alec Henriksen. Alex Borchers, a junior from South Sioux City, whistled for the personal foul. Checking into the ballgame for Morningside, Tristan Cummins. Checking out is Almond. 2:39 remaining, and Alec Henriksen can chip away at the lead with a couple of free throws. He's got a 1-1 on the way, does Alec Henriksen. Henriksen 3-for-4 so far today from the charity stripe. Free throw by Alec, up and through. He's got another one on the way. Second one, trying to make it a 5-point ball game. Dort College was down at one point, 32-18. Second free throw by Alec is short, so 40-34. The score remains 6. The difference remains 6, I should say. Left side pass, Hahn. Hahn goes to Borchers. Borchers in traffic, shot no good. Underneath Tyler Borchers, and Tyler Borchers is held on the play by Jesse Jansma. Tyler Borchers will go to the free throw line. He will shoot 2 free throws. And quite honestly, with him 2 feet from the basket, he being a 50% free throw shooter, that is not a bad foul to give. Borchers 1-for-2 today from the free throw line. He's got 5 points. First free throw on the way for the junior is up and good. Got another one on the way. He's 2-for-3. 41-34, Morningside, leading by 7. A second free throw coming for Borchers. This one's up and good. So Borchers makes both as he earns them from the free throw line. 42-34, defenders down 8. Ben Gaysink brings the basketball up. Gaysink gets it back over to Alec Henriksen. Henriksen declines the ball screen. Instead, they go to Bussard. Bussard back up front to Alec. Alec, three, good. Alec Henriksen, his third three of the first half. Defenders back to within 42-37. 5-point difference. Morningside basketball. Borchers back over to Alex Borchers. Alex gives it up, and it's stripped by Bussard on the way up. Tristan Cummins asking for the foul call. Borchers, Bussard Must have stripped it clean with 1:46 remaining. Morningside inbounding the basketball. They get the ball inbounded to Borchers. Tyler Borchers against Bussard. Gives it up. On the cut to the basket is Tristan Cummins. Cummins with a two-point basket off the give from Tyler Borchers. Dort trails 44-37. Henriksen driving in. Tries to drop it off for Bussard, and it goes off of his leg. Out of bounds. It'll be Morningside basketball. Then Langen's going to check back into the game. Zach Bussard will check out. And Morningside will bring it up. Mustang basketball. They feed it down low. Tyler Borchers. Borchers misses the shot down low. Rebound cleared by Garrett Frank, and here comes Dort. Gaysink across half court. 1:10 remaining in the half. Ben drives in. Right hand layup. Good. Ben Gaysink able to get around his man. He's got five. Dort trails 44-39. 5-point ball game. Morningside basketball, left side, ball deflected, picked up by Jansma. Jansma with the basketball, feeds it ahead, Gaysink. Gaysink, layup, right hand, good. Ben Gaysink with a two-point basket, he's got seven. Defenders trail, 44-41. Morningside with it out front, Matt Hahn. They give it up, Borchers, and a blocking foul called on Josh Van Langen. Van Langen called for being inside the arc. He was inside the charge circle. According to the down official, Chandler Brunsting will check into the game. Jesse Jansma will check out. And Morningside will have 20 seconds on the shot clock. So Morningside throwing it in. Morningside triggering. They get the ball inbounded to Borchers. Borchers gives it up. Shot no good. That was by Morningside's Matt Hahn. Dort College back the other way. Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Dort down three. They can hold for the final shot. Well, close to the final shot. About a two-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. 20 seconds and counting in the half. Gaysink at midcourt. Now he's got 10 seconds on the shot clock. Seven. Gaysink weaves his way in. Back to Franken. Franken three for the tie. Hit it. Garrett Franken with a three-point basket. Morningside desperation heave at the end of the half. No good. And our score, Morningside 44, Dort College 44. The defenders were down at 1 point, 27-13. But have come back to tie it at the end of the half at 44-all. Tie-in, we have reached halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more at half in a moment. We've got the Where Are They Now segment coming up. Christian Zylster will be checking in with a Dort College alum. And that'll be happening right after this.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Where Are They Now, made possible here on KDCR by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Holy Grinnell Mutual Member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. Our guest on Where Are They Now today is a former Dort College women's basketball player. During her freshman year, she actually had the fifth highest three-point field goal shooting percentage in school history, a 2004 graduate of Dort College, and a doctor of osteopathic medicine in Northwest Iowa. Joining us on Where Are They Now is Rachel Shooty Wilsonow. You grew up in Northwest Iowa, kind of near the Sibley and Ocheyedan area there. When did you first hear about Dort, and why did you kind of make the decision to continue your academic and athletic careers here?
Well, I actually, you know, since I grew up around here, I pretty much grew up around Dort. We just sort of always just knew it. And I'll be honest, I went to Western Christian Lutheran Hall, and I went there always saying, I am not going to Dort. I always said that, but, you know, you're a high school idiot that you don't know much. And actually, I had never been to Dort. You know, I'm saying I'm not going to Dort only because everybody goes there was kind of the saying. Well, then when I finally was a senior, I actually visited Dort, and I was shocked, and it was even before all the new, pretty, beautiful stuff was there. So I actually, like I said, I was not going to go to Dort, but then I visited on one of those senior days, and they were recruiting me for basketball and volleyball. And honestly, probably by the grace of God, I tore my ACL my senior year in high school. And everybody else pretty much dropped out of recruiting me. So I did a second visit at Dort. They were still recruiting me, one of the only ones, and I ended up going there, and it was a very good fit. Pre-med was very important to me, and actually the Dort coaches reassured me that, you know, you'll be able to do both.
You studied pre-med there. You kind of had some of an emphasis in chemistry. What drew you into that field to study, and how did that tie into some of what you'd later learn at Des Moines University?
I started being interested in biology because in high school, I didn't know what I was going to do, and I actually never really considered doctor. I had a couple events in my life that made me start thinking healthcare, and then when I talked to my guidance counselor at Western about being a doctor, he really never let me forget it. He's like, you need to do that. So I started with a biology major, and I think I switched like within the first few weeks of class because I really like math. Chemistry has a lot more math in it. And I remember Professor Fictory, and I think we have Gen Chem as our first class, even in biology. I switched right away because I liked it. I liked the math part of it. And it gives you a very, very good solid foundation for pre-med. You have to take the MCAT before you get into med school. And they really, at the time, they only required 5 classes to take the MCAT. Well, I wanted to make sure I did well, and I didn't want to take a history major or something to only have 5 science classes. And I always loved the sciences anyway. In grade school, I even loved science class. And then, yeah, definitely, I think chemistry, my senior year, there's something called physical chemistry. That was the hardest class I've ever taken in my life, including med school. That prepared me for med school. Dr. Fictory was a great professor, and we had a lot of fun. Small group. I also liked that chemistry was actually a smaller knit group than even biology was. Dort prepares you because it makes you do homework. I know a lot of kids, my friends, that would go to college. In fact, I had a boyfriend who never had homework, and he was in engineering. And I was like, well, how do you learn this stuff? Well, our tests are open book, and he just didn't. Like, I took Calculus 1 and 2 at Dort as part of chemistry. He was one of the best professors ever. It was like back to high school where you had assignments every day, and you did them. And we learned. It was a great, great class.
You played varsity basketball at Dort. When did the idea of playing basketball at the collegiate level start to become a reality for you?
Basketball, honestly, was always my biggest love in life, you know, activity-wise, my whole life. And then when I went to Western, volleyball was a whole new thing, and they wanted me to play volleyball. And to this day, I regret not playing volleyball at Dort. I turned them down. I didn't think I'd be able to handle basketball with pre-med. And Mr. Vandenbosch was the coach at Western where I went. But then he was at Dort and he recruited me, and I can't believe to this day that I turned the man down. But yeah, basketball, I always wanted to play as far as I could. So even as a freshman in high school, I was hoping to play somewhere.
When you think back to your time at Dort, what stands out to you the most?
Oh boy. One of the things, I guess, would be lab. When you're a bio, chem, whatever major as far as science, you're in lab all the time, and when I wasn't in lab, I seemed to be at practice, but they worked so well together. My coaches were so nice that I could show up late. I guess it's not maybe the most glaring, wonderful memory of college, but that is really what prepared me, I think, for med school. You would go from lab to practice to studying. I mean, I remember my coach saying everybody was sleeping on the way to games and I was studying every time. But it did prepare me, and it let me do both things that I loved. We had a teammate that was at a Division I school, and then she transferred to us, and she couldn't believe that we were allowed to actually take real courses. She said when she was in her D1 school, they would pretty much hand her a course schedule and say, here's your classes, make sure you get your grades so you can play. I mean, she said they were known as the easiest classes on campus, just that all those kids could pass and play. And one of the reasons she came to Dort actually was that she could actually get a real education while playing basketball.
Now, you ended up doing your residency in Nebraska. You've done some work, actually, after that, kind of as a traveling doctor there. But you're back in Northwest Iowa now, working as a doctor of osteopathic medicine with Avera. What drew you back, and what do you enjoy most about essentially practicing in your hometown?
The thing about DNU that was actually really awesome is they did not have a university hospital. Like, University of Iowa has a huge university hospital. Des Moines did not. So they allow us to go all over to do rotations, which I thought was great. I grew up on a farm, and I never traveled. I didn't do anything like that. Every 4 weeks or so, I was in a different place. I was over Detroit, Washington, D.C., Florida, South Carolina, Sioux City, Texas, all over the place. So you got a taste of medicine everywhere, and it is very different than different places. And I always knew, I'm a country girl, I always knew that. I mean, I like to be in the city in my training, maybe. You know, you get your restaurants and stuff. But to have a family someday, I always knew I did not want to be in a city. And growing up in Sibley, there's one hospital and clinic in the whole county. And that's just always where we went. That's who we knew. They were kind of the doctors, too, that they didn't really usher me along. Because at the time, I didn't know I wanted to be a doctor. But they, you know, everyone looked up to them. I still know them. In fact, the one's my partner right now. But I knew that once I was sort of settled in life that I would probably go back home. I also knew I wanted to probably be close to family when I had kids, and I've got two kids now. I always knew I'd be somewhere in the country, and I figured, why not home? And being a doctor when you're on call, it's impossible. You have to have so much family support just to be there. So that's been very helpful.
You talk about raising your children and family. The role of athletics changes in our lives as the years go by, and whether it's basketball or running or some other physical activity, what's kind of the role of athletics in your life today?
Oh, man, it needs to be more. I was literally, you know, in school forever, so I was pretty old before I had kids, but I still worked out probably 6 days a week. And then I had kids, and this job is busy, so I finally had to make the commitment again after my first kid. I was going mentally crazy. So athletics now basically is, you know, 3 days a week I get on the treadmill and elliptical machine, because otherwise I can't leave my kids home alone. I really am so thankful that athletics, it gives you that habit to where you actually, I feel almost, I don't know, not gross, but almost when I don't work out. I feel not at my tip top, and I really miss it. In fact, this weekend I'm seeing an old friend and we're going to play basketball together, and I have not shot a basketball in over a year probably. I feel like everything in my body's going to break when I do it. He's a doctor, so he can help fix me.
Once again, a big thank you to Rachel Wilsono, formerly Rachel Schutte, for all of her time and the answers she provided. We're always grateful to the Formador College students and athletes that take some time to join us here on Where Are They Now, which is made possible on KDCR by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra, and that's going to do it for this edition of Where Are They Now? But keep it right here. We have more Door College basketball coming up with Mike Biker on KDCR in a moment.
We're at halftime, tied 44-44. Great Plains Athletic Conference men's basketball play. Door College trailed by as many as 15 in the first half. They've tied it at 44-44. They have never led. The defenders, 15 of 25 from the floor, 60%. Morningside, 16 of 32, 50%. Dort, 9 of 14 from the three-point line, 64%. Morningside, 7 of 15, 47%. Dort, 5 of 8 on free throws. Morningside, 5 for 6. Dort out-rebounded in the first half, 15 to 13. Turnovers, Dort has 8, Morningside has 5. Alec Henriksen is a perfect 4 for 4 from the floor, 3 for 3 from the three-point line. He's got 15 points. Josh Van Langen has 10, 7 for Ben Gasing, 6 for Garrett Franken, 3 for Jesse Jansma, 2 for Zach Bussard, and 1 for Chad Barkema for their total of 44 for Morningside, 10 for Matt Hahn, 8 for Alex Borchers, 7 each for Brody Egger and Tyler Borchers, 6 for Pierce Almond, 2 each for Andrew Semedeni, Tristan Cummins, and Trey Brown. So Dort College with the basketball as we start the second half of play. Ball's inbounded to Ben Gasing. Gasing of the basketball, so Gasing will start the second half of play. Gets it right side. Pass goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Henriksen at the free throw line. Stops. Puts up the 10-footer. It's good. Over the top of Alex Borchers. Alec Henriksen with a two-point basket. He's got 17, and the defenders have their first lead of the ballgame, 46-44. The defenders have scored now 9 points in a row. Morningside basketball, Tyler Borchers. Borchers on the left side, about 12 feet from the hoop. He's going to try to back his way in now after he gets a return pass, and he wraps it around, reverse layup around Josh Van Langen. Is up and good. He's got 9, does Tyler Borchers. We're tied 46-all. Ben Gasing at the top of the key, passes left side over to Henriksen. Henriksen back down low to Borchers, to Barkema, guarded there by Borchers. Now gives it back over to Franken. Franken with it. Franken, Garrett, floater, right side, good. Garrett Franken with a two-point bucket. He's got 8. Dort College leads 48-46. Dort College in his zone defense that has slowed down this Morningside attack. Driving in, right side, Borchers. That's Alex. Comes back out front. Egger, right side, jumper in and out. No good by Ben Hoskins. Here comes Dort College. Defenders for the basketball. Out front, Ben Gasing. Ben surveying. Comes back to Henriksen. Dort College a chance to build on a two-point lead. Alec working against Alex Borchers. Back over to Van Lengen. Van Lengen rainbows in a three-pointer. He's got 13. Defenders lead 51-46. Morningside of the basketball. Out front. They go right side. Pass into the lane. Hoskins. Hoskins puts it up high off of the glass. Rebound tipped out. Controlled by Alex Borchers. Comes back right side. Egger. Egger three. Good. Brody Egger with 10 points. His second three. Dort College leads 51-48. Chad Barkham over the basketball. Van Lengen. Van Lengen sets fires. Three. Good. Josh Van Lengen, 16 points. Dort College leads 54-48. 49, that is. 54-49. And a foul called on the perimeter against Dort College's Garrett Franken. They'll whistle it on Franken. His first, the team's first of this half. Alex Borchers with the basketball out front. They go right side, Alex Borchers. Borchers try to set a screen on one of those top players in the 2-3 zone. Floater by Alex Borchers, no good in the lane. Rebound taken away by Van Lengen. Gets it ahead to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball, drives around the defender, lays it up, good. Ben Gasing with a two-point basket, he's got nine. 56-49, Dort College by seven. Morningside basketball, Alex Borchers. They give it up, shot no good. Fight for the basketball, and getting it back is Ben Hoskins. Hoskins with a putback. Dort College leads 56-51. Ben with the basketball back to Van Lengen. Van Lengen three, left that one short, no good. Rebound controlled by Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers up the floor, right side, Hoskins. Hoskins will put up the three, in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College and Josh Van Lengen. Van Lengen with the basketball, and Van Lengen is called for a carry. Brunsting and Jansma will check into the game for the defenders. Franken and Henriksen will check out, as will Bussard. Well, Bussard checks in, actually, and Van Lengen checks out. Morningside of the basketball, Alex Borchers. Borchers on the right side. He gives it up to Matt Hahn. Reverse layup, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped out by Tyler Borchers. Last touch by Alex Borchers. It goes out of bounds right by the Morningside bench. Down at floor level, I am seated up in the balcony. Top row of the bleachers, I'm as far away from the action as you can get. Ben Gasing of the basketball. He dribbles left hand, guarded by Semedeni. Ball's passed to the wing. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It will be Morningside basketball, so Morningside inbounds. Mustangs into the front court. Borchers. Borchers in between the circles. Goes left side over to Hahn. Hahn back to Borchers. Alex gives it back to Tyler. Tyler reverse layup. Good. Tyler Borchers with 11. Dort College leads 56-53. Right side pass to Brunsting. Brunsting looking down low for Bussard. Bussard working against Borchers, puts it up with the right hand, shot no good, and the rebound is controlled by Morningside. Morningside of the basketball, down three are the Mustangs, 15-40. Pass left side, Alex Borchers, down low to Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers guarded there by Bussard. Ball's tipped out of bounds, last touch by Jansma for Dort College. It will be Morningside basketball. Morningside basketball. They'll inbound. Free throw line extended. No, they're going to go down deep in the corner, actually. It's on the sideline, about 5 feet up on the baseline. Morningside basketball. Semedeni. Semedeni, left side, Alex Borchers. His team down three, and he travels with it. Drove into the lane, ends up traveling with it. It will be Dort basketball after the turnover. So the defenders inbounding. Throwing it in will be Chad Barkema. Barkema to Brunsting. Brunsting turns, lets traffic clear, and he will head up the floor with the basketball. Our next break, we'll take a look at the halftime scores from around the conference. Right side pass, it goes Barkema. Underneath, Brunsting on the give and go, and Chandler Brunsting with his first field goal today. Dort leads by 5, 58-53. 58-53. Pass over the top, and we've got a hold called before the shot. Trey Brown got held on the play. So Morningside will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop with 14:56 left to go in regulation. Dort leading by 5. Long three on the way is up and good. Knocking down the three from about 25 feet is Morningside's Matt Hahn. Hahn now with 13, and the defender lead is 2, 58-56. In the lane, Franken. Franken off-balance shot, middle of the lane, kicks it too hard off of the heel. Rebound taken away by Borchers. This is Alex Borchers into the front court. They go high post to Hoskins. Hoskins back outside. Borchers. Borchers now Hoskins. Hoskins right side. They spin it down low for Brown. Trey Brown backing his way in. Hook shot with a left hand is good. Trey Brown ties it up at 58 all. Into the front court is Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting to Bussard. Bussard gives it up Franken. Franken, Bus, Jansma. Jansma, three-pointer, trying to unlock the tie. Missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort basketball, and they call a foul on the rebound, actually. That goes on Trey Brown, and that is foul number 2 on him, according to my count. We'll see if the official scorekeeper is in agreement with me. Be honest, I haven't gotten all the fouls correct tonight. Zach Bussard fouled on the play, missed the shot, but he'll go to the free throw line, and he will shoot 2. That is foul number 2 on Trey Brown. Zach Bussard, a couple of points so far today, going to the free throw line, trying to unlock the 58-58 tie. Zach shooting 2. Bussard has attempted 64 free throws this season. That is the highest on the team. Makes the first free throw, does Bussard. He's got another one on the way. He's 2 for 3, basically, for the season this year, a 67% free throw shooter. Makes them both, and the defender lead is 60-58. Morningside basketball, 13:49 remaining. Drive into the lane. Bussard strips it on the way up. Taken away by Garrett Franken. Outlets over to Henriksen. Alec into the front court. Turns on the Jets. And a foul called on the play against Alex Borchers. And Alex Borchers, can't believe it. Foul number 2 on the junior from South Sioux City. And Dort College's 1,000-point scorer, Alec Henriksen, will he shoot free throws? They say he will not. They said he wasn't in the act of shooting. Pass comes into Jansma. Jansma, short baseline jumper, good. Jesse Jansma with a 2-point bucket. He's got 5. Defenders lead 62-58. They've led by as many as 5 tonight. All of that margin coming in the second half. Actually, they led at 1 point, 56-49, so they are up by 7 at 1 point. Morningside basketball, they give it down low to Brown. Brown, the cutter in the lane, shot no good. Rebound tipped out. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort basketball. Franken had a hand on it, was unable to control it, but a Morningside player tapped it out into the corner. Defenders lead by 4, 62-58. Defenders were down big early in this one. Trailed at 1 point. 32-18, a 14-point deficit, but managed to tie it at 44-44 at halftime, and they lead here in the second half, 62-58. Alec Henriksen out front with the basketball, under 13 to go. Brunsting back over to Henriksen, steps through, right-handed layup, over the top, good. Alec Henriksen, 19 points. Dort College, 64-58, they lead. Middle of the lane, it goes Hoskins. Hoskins, little 8-footer with the right hand, is good. He knocks it down. Dort College leads 64-60. There's a timeout on the floor. This will be a full-length timeout. We'll take a break and be back with a rundown of the GPAC halftime scores right after this. 64-60, Dort College leading by four. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs, whether buying or selling your home. Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Jamestown leads Doan 40-34. Hastings is up on Mount Marty 27-22. Briarcliff leads Concordia 56-54. And Dort and Morningside, we're about not quite midpoint of the second half. Dort leads 64-60 after trailing by 14 in the first half. Dort basketball, they get it over to Henriksen. Three-quarter court, pressure defense applied by Morningside. And actually, they didn't try to trap or anything out of it, just kind of slowed the defender's progress up the floor. And we might have a zone now by Morningside as they try to match Dort's zone with a zone of their own. Van Langen, a top of the key three, missed it, no good. Rebound is cleared by Morningside. Mustang basketball, Jeff Widhelm in the game for the first time tonight for Morningside. Gives it up to Borchers. Borchers drives the lane. He is fouled on the play. And he will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Tyler Borchers finishes with the right hand on the left side of the lane. And he gets the shot to go. Dort College leads 64-62 pending the free throw. Borchers today 3-for-4 from the free throw line. 13 points, averaging 14 points per game. And the free throw is up and through, so he is an uncharacteristic 4-of-5 from the free throw line today. Typically, he's a 50-50 deal, but 80% today. Jansma has it across half court. Gives it back over to Henriksen. Under 12 minutes to go in the game. Left side pass, Brunsting. Feed it down low, Van Langen. Van Langen back to Franken. Franken off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Matt Hahn. Hahn with the basketball. Hahn goes left side. Egger. Egger down to the baseline. Egger gives it up. Semedeni. Semedeni gets the return pass. Puts it on the floor. Shot for the lead. No good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Gets it ahead to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jesse back to Van Langen. Van Langen top of the key. Now Jansma. Jansma 10-footer in the lane. Good. Jesse Jansma with a two-point basket. He's got seven, and the defenders lead 66-63. Pass goes to the high post. Tyler Borchers gives it up. Hahn, right corner, three. Semedeni, no good. Rebound taken away by Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Jesse reverses Henriksen. 25-footer off the heel, no good. First missed field goal by Henriksen today. Long rebound, though, as that bounces out to the three-point circle. Brunsting comes up with it. Van Langen, kick-out pass, Franken. But we've got a hold called on Morningside. Semedeni whistled for his third personal. Brunsting, Jansma, Franken check out. Franken's going to stay in the ballgame. My mistake, just two players coming in. That's Barkema and Gasink. Pass goes to Barkema. Barkema, Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Henriksen is called for a travel as he puts the ball on the floor. Morningside inbounding. They get it into Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers with the basketball goes right side to Brody Egger. Middle of the floor, bounce it down low. Might have been a double dribble, no call made. They try to wrap it around again, and it's taken away. Van Langen with a steal on the through-the-lane pass. Here comes Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Drives in with a left hand, can't get it to go. Rebound cleared by Morningside. Mustang basketball back the other way. Out front, Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers gives it up. Egger. Egger shot, no good, but a foul on the rebound called on Morningside. That's going to go on Widhelm. Widhelm whistled for the personal. That's foul number five on Morningside. Foul number one on Widhelm. Dort College with a three-point lead, 66-62. 62-63. 66-63. Both teams going to unconventional defenses. Not the defenses they started the game in, nor the defenses that they like to play a lot of. Alec Henriksen had Barkema open on the baseline. Overshot him, though, with that pass. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Morningside. Beg your pardon, last touched by Dort. It will be Morningside basketball. So the Mustangs bring it up. Alex Borchers gets the return pass. Goes right side. Dort in that zone defense. Kind of morphs into a 1-2-2. Got Gaysink out front. Pass left side. Matt Hahn. Hahn to Borch, Brown. Brown, short shot, good. Trey Brown with a two-point bucket. It's 66-65. Right side pass, Franken. Into the corner, Henriksen. Three ball, good. Alec Henriksen with a three-point basket. He's got 22. Dort College leads 69-65. Morningside basketball. Jumper inside the arc. That's a pull-up by Matt Hahn. Hahn with 15. 69-67, defenders by two. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen back over to Gaysink. They give it up Franken, and Franken pushes it down low for Ben Langen. And a foul on the play called on Tyler Borchers. And for Borchers, that is foul number one, I think. Team foul number six on the Mustangs in this half. See how soon Dort can get into the bonus. 69-67, Dort by two. Gaysink throwing it in, gets it into Franken. Barkema on the right wing. Back over to Alec. Henriksen gives it back to Barkema. 12 to shoot for the defenders. They feed it down low, Van Langen. Van Langen against Brown. Back to Henriksen. Alec, long three, money. Three-point basket, Alec Henriksen. Henriksen with 25, defenders up. 72-67, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Langen. They get it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, five threes. He's missed one so far today. Pass back to Alec. Heat check. Bang, bang, bang. Alec Henriksen. Three threes here in the second half. Six for the ball game. And Alec Henriksen gives Dort a 75-67 lead. With 8:04 remaining, timeout on the floor, charge to Morningside. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Defenders lead 75-67. Pass middle of the lane to Borchers. Borchers shot, no good. Rebound down on the floor, and Borchers, to maintain possession of the basketball, is going to call a timeout. And we'll see if that one comes back to haunt the Mustangs. With 7:51 left, Morningside burns a timeout to maintain possession of the basketball shortly after calling a timeout to try to slow the Dort momentum. They are now down to two timeouts. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Alec Henriksen with 15 points in the first half, another 13 here in the second half, 28 for the ball game. He leads all scorers. And the defenders lead at 75-67. Morningside inbounding the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it into Alex Borchers. They go right side over to Hahn. Hahn back to Borchers. Borchers three. Left wing. Good. Alex Borchers with 10 points. And the defenders lead by five. 75-70. Ben Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink goes to Barkema. Into the corner, Franken. Franken, long two, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Almond. Ullman with the basketball. Gives it up to Alex Borchers. Three on the way. No good. But there for the rebound is Brown. Brown blocked from behind by Barkema, but a foul on the play. Chad Barkema is going to be called for a foul. I believe I gave that last three to Borchers. It should have gone to Matt Hahn, I think. Matt Hahn, if I've got things correct, 18 points. Now, it is a little challenging to check the scoreboard if I'm in agreement with them on the individual scores. And, yep, not going to be able to do it. Can't get the right angle. Trey Brown, first free throw, good. He's got another one on the way. So Morningside, after burning two timeouts, has responded with four straight points. Another one on the way for Brown. Trey Brown, a 57% free throw shooter, makes them both. 75-72, defenders by three. Gaysink with the basketball out front. Goes to Jansma. Jansma with it. Jansma to Gaysink. Gaysink feeds Bussard. Bussard, Barkema. Barkema, free throw line jumper, good. Chad Barkema with 3 points. Dort College leads 77-72. So 77-72. Pass into the middle of the lane. Tyler Borchers, and Tyler Borchers is going to be called for a charge. Zach Bussard sets up, takes the charge outside of the ring. Borchers whistled for his second personal foul. And the defenders have the basketball up 5, 77-72, 6:38 left in regulation. Pass up the floor over to Jesse Jansma. Jansma out front, Gaysink. Man-to-man defense applied here by Morningside. Barkema has it 17 feet from the hoop. Tyler Borchers is guarding him. They come back over to Barkema. Barkema down to the baseline. Brunsting, right side, Gaysink, three ball, yes! Three-point basket. Ben Gaysink, he's got 12. Defenders lead 80-72. Biggest lead of the game for Dort College. They get the pass inside to Brown, and Brown is fouled on the play, either Brunsting or Barkema. That's going to be Brunsting, and Chandler takes his first foul. Trey Brown will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. 6:04 left to play in regulation. Dort will bring Franken back at this point. First free throw is up and good for Brown. Not a fluid shot by any means, but it has been effective here this afternoon. Can't say that for the season, but today he's 3-for-3. He's 13 of 23 entering play today. Dort up by 7. Another free throw coming for Brown. This one's up and off the mark, no good. 80-73, defenders lead. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting back to Alec. Alec well beyond the three-point line. Jansma with the basketball. Jansma back to Brunsting. Brunsting gives it back to Alec. Alec, three-pointer off the mark, no good. That one was about a 27-footer. Morningside coming back the other way, trailing by 7. Driving in, Alex Borchers. Borchers, Almond. Almond, top of the key, 3. Good. Almond had to hustle to get his feet set, and he did. 80-76. Dort College, Henriksen. Back to Franken. Right side, Brunsting. Brunsting out front, Franken. Franken, floater from 8. No good, straight on. Rebound tipped and controlled, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. They say Zach Bussard got a hand on it with 5:14 remaining in regulation. Left to go in regulation. Morningside trailing Dort, 80-76. Mustangs have the basketball. Borchers to Hahn. Hahn back over to Borchers. That's Alex. Now Almond. Almond into the corner. Hahn. Hahn, three. Good. Three-point basket by Matt Hahn. His third of the second half. His fifth of the ball game, and the defender lead is down to 80-79. Morningside has scored 7 unanswered. Into the front court is Brunsting. Brunsting picks up his dribble. Passes it off to Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Right side. Goes to Henriksen. Henriksen off-balance shot. He's got 30. Alec takes it into the lane. gets the shot to go. 82-79, defenders by three. Driving in, Hahn reverses outside, Alex Borchers, and Alex Borchers ties it. Borchers unofficially with 10. As I said earlier, I'm not sure he had that three that I credited him with. That was his. He's got 13. Driving is Brunsting. He loses it in the double team. Here comes Hahn. Hahn kicks it into the corner. Allman, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken to Brunsting. Brunsting comes back, and we've got a hold called on Morningside. So a foul called on Morningside with 3:50 remaining. 82-82. Van Langen and Gasing check in. Henriksen is shooting. Well, we'll wait and see if they're going to say that Henriksen was going up or if it's a 1-1. One way or the other, Henriksen will be shooting a free throw in a moment. 3:50, we're left to play in regulation. Dort trailed most of the first half, in fact, trailed all of the first half except for when they tied it at 44-44. And still waiting for the official numbers to go up for who that foul went against. That's going to go on Alex Borchers, and that is number four on the junior guard. Alec Henriksen, the only senior on the Dort College roster, will be shooting a free throw situation when we're back in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. Alec Henriksen shooting a one in the bonus. First free throw on the way for the senior from Spirit Lake is up and down. He's got another one on the way. He's got 31 points. Makes the first free throw. Makes the second. Dort leads 84-82. 3:55 remaining, and that was foul number three on Alex Borchers. They had four up on the board momentarily, and then it went back to three. Underneath, Tyler Borchers gets it. Josh Van Langen's going to be called for a foul. Borchers gets the shot to go as he cut into the lane. They fired it to him. He hit the little right-handed reverse, ties it at 84, and has a free throw to regain the lead for Morningside. Borchers today, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. For the season, a 50% free throw shooter, but he's been on the money so far today. And now he's 5 for 6. So a 3-point play for Borchers. 85-84, Morningside up 1. Gasink, guarded by Almond, passes to Franken. Franken of the basketball, Van Langen. Van Langen, Henriksen. Henriksen puts it up in traffic. Layup good. Alec Henriksen, another two. 86-85, defenders by one. 3:20 and counting. Defenders leading by one. Pass goes left side, Almond. Almond into the corner. Three by Hahn. Missed it, no good. Rebound Jansma in the corner. He passes it to Alec. Alec over the top to Gasek. Gasek, Van Langen. Van Langen, three, left it short, no good from the wing. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Alex Borchers up the floor. 2:55 remaining. Into the corner, Almond. Almond, three, good. Pierce Almond with 12 points, all on triples. Dort College trails 88-86. Dort College with three timeouts remaining. Both teams are in the bonus. Gasek guarded by Almond. Goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen on the left side, guarded by Alex Borchers, gets the return pass. Alex puts it up. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play by Alex Borchers. That is a tough matchup for Alex Borchers. Has not quite been able to keep up with Alec Henriksen when he takes it to the hoop. And Dort is able to isolate. Henriksen that time driving with the right hand. Now he's got a chance to tie it with 2:26 remaining in regulation. Points tonight for Henriksen. 35 now. So Henriksen with 35. That's unofficially. Can match a career high with a made free throw here. Second free throw is up and good. So Henriksen makes both free throws. We're tied at 88. 88 to 88. 2:20 and counting. Ball game. Pass into the corner. Almond. Comes back right side. Hahn. Hahn. They give it to Tyler Borchers. Borchers dribbling in. Lost it off of his foot. There to pick it up is Garrett Franken. 2:07 remaining as we approach the two-minute warning. Two-minute warning. Gasink tries to give it to Henriksen. Getting hand on it was Alex Borchers. Borchers with the basketball. On defense, I should say. Henriksen with the basketball. They try to feed it to Franken, and it's taken away on the weak side, helped by Tyler Borchers. Matt Hahn into the front court. Hahn. Back it goes Egger. Egger to Alex Borchers. Kick out Almond. Almond, three. Missed it. No good. Rebound, Morningside. Almond will take another one. That one's short off the mark. No good. Rebound, Barkema. Barkema back to Henriksen. 1:25 and counting. Alec with a basketball across the half-court stripe. We're tied 88 to 88, and the defenders want a timeout. 1:20 left to go in the ballgame. Morningside, 88. Dort, 88. Dort basketball right in front of their bench when we resume play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort and Morningside tied up in Sioux City, 88 all. 1:20 remaining. Your game reset. Dort's in the double bonus from here on out. Morningside is in the 1-1 bonus. Two timeouts remaining apiece. Possession arrow is Morningside's, and there's 1:20 remaining. There's 21 on the shot clock. Dort has the basketball. Chad Barkema will be throwing it in. Franken, Van Lingen, Henriksen, Gasink, Barkema on the floor for the defenders. They get the ball inbounded to Gasink. Left side, Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Barkema over his head. Out front, Henriksen. 10 to shoot. Alec drives in, scoops it up. They're going to call him for a travel. He took it on the right-hand side and turns it over. Well, that's the only way Morningside has stopped him today. Alec with 36. What a game, matching a career high. And Morningside now with a chance to take the lead as we approach 1 minute. 25 seconds on the shot clock as Borchers takes it across the timeline. They give it to Tyler Borchers. His jump hook is good. Tyler Borchers with a two-point basket. Back the other way we go. And Franken trying to pass it back to Henriksen. It's stolen. And throwing it down on the breakaway is Matt Hahn. Hahn with a two-point basket on the slam dunk. Morningside is now up four. Van Lingen drives in. Right-handed layup. Good. Josh Van Lingen with a two-point basket with 37.2 seconds. Defenders trail 92-90. Dort had the basketball. Miscommunication between Franken and Henriksen led to a breakaway slam dunk for Matt Hahn. And the Dort defenders get a transition basket with Josh Van Lingen to get it back to two. And now with 37.2 seconds remaining in the ballgame, Dort calls a timeout. They've got one timeout remaining. Morningside will be inbounding. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort Athletics. Defenders trail 92-90. Morningside will be inbounding. They've got the length of the floor in front of them. And if you're Dort, you play for a defensive stop, I would guess. I don't think you're going to go full court pressure at this point. Assuming Morningside is going to have to take a shot with under 10 seconds remaining or so. Now Dort will show full court pressure defense. Looks like a 1-2, 1-1 with Barkema guarding the inbounds pass. Morningside looking for the pass in. They get it into Egger. Egger in the backcourt. Egger passes it back to Hahn. Hahn to Egger. Egger, right side, goes to Alex Borchers. And now Morningside will wait. 17 seconds, 16. Morningside has it on the right side. Hahn. Hahn gets it back to Alex Borchers. Underneath Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers, two-point basket, good. 12 seconds remaining. Comes back to Gasing. Gasing, off balance three, off the mark, no good. Put back by Franken is good, and with 6 seconds remaining, Dort's back to within two, 94-92, and they call a timeout. 94-92 as Franken scores on the putback of the missed three by Ben Gasing. And the defenders exhaust their final timeout with 6.7 seconds left to play in this game. So Morningside will have the basketball, length of the floor in front of them, leading by two. And Dort will have to go for the steal and then commit a foul immediately if they don't get the steal. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Borchers with 21 to lead Morningside. I beg your pardon, Matt Hahn actually has 23, and I'm not going to guarantee that all of these are correct. The defenders are led by Alec Henriksen with 36, and we will see if he gets one more chance today. Morningside throwing it in. Dort's out of timeouts. Mustangs will be inbounding with Matt Hahn. Barkema will guard the inbounds pass. Gasink and Henriksen are in the backcourt on defense, or in the front court on defense. Pass comes into midcourt. Alex Borchers into the front court, and he is fouled on the play by Garrett Franken. And Garrett Franken commits the foul. And Alex Borchers can go to the free throw line and ice it here. So Borchers shooting a 1-1. If he makes them both, it's over. 3.6 seconds remaining. Dort is out of timeouts. Borchers is an 83% free throw shooter. He is 1-for-2 today. Number 4 rated team in the country, battling to the wire. And Borchers missed it. Take it away by Barkema. Barkema, long pass into the front court. Gasink unable to get it. Ullman picks it off, and that's the ball game. The defenders had a chance, a long pass into the backcourt. It was a little underthrown from the backcourt into the front court, and Gasink was unable to come back to the ball. Pierce Ullman intercepts the pass, and Morningside survives with a 94-92 victory today over the Dort College defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with a recap of today's basketball game and the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. The defenders fall by a final score of 94-92. In basketball at the Rosen Verdorn Sports Complex in Sioux City. No official numbers up to this point. Let's see if I can track them down another way. I'm guessing I will be able to. The defenders fall 94-92. Dort was down double digits in the first half and then was able to rebound. Got it back to tied 44-44. At the intermission, took the lead almost immediately, built a 7-point lead at 56-49. Morningside tied it at 58. Dort fought off that rally, retook an 8-point lead at 75-67 and led 80-72 with 6:04 remaining. Morningside, though, would outscore Dort 7-2. To tie it, at 82-all, and that's incorrect. It was 10-2. They outscored the defenders to tie at 82-all. And we were tied again at 88. Morningside took a four-point lead at 92-88 and end up winning by a final of 94-92. No official numbers up to this point, so we will move forward with our post-game wrap-up. And Brian Van Haft, Dort College men's basketball coach, comes out, and we'll talk things over. Competitive ball game, coach, against the number four-rated team in the country. And after that first 6 or 7 minutes where they got a little separation, your team showed some character, fought back. And, yeah, this one was right there for the taking.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, we had that thing where we wanted it to be, and just turned it over a few too many times in the game today. But I applaud our guys' effort. I mean, I thought they did a great job of coming back in the game. And we shot the basketball well tonight. And that's always a big deal if you can really shoot the basketball. And we just had 17 turnovers. That's really the key in the game tonight.
33 of 56, you end up shooting from the floor. Was it a matter of offense just clicking and guys making shots?
Yeah, I think so. I think tonight it was one of those games where we just made some shots. Josh and Alec had it going tonight, and that always helps. And Ben Gaysink once again had another good game. And it was a great basketball game today. Great basketball game, and that's all there is to it. I mean, we just came up a little bit short, and it's not very much fun. But I applaud our guys' effort.
What makes Morningside difficult to defend? I mean, obviously they're very good, top five team in the country, one loss so far this year. What makes them tough to defend?
Well, they got a bunch of guys who can make shots, and they're good inside. I mean, we just could not stop them on the drive in the first half, and so we switched the zone the last 30 minutes of the game, last 25 minutes of the game, and you know, it worked for us. It slowed them down a little bit, but they still made a few shots. I think they made three threes in a row in that one stretch, and you know, I guess I thought they were pretty well contested, to be honest with you. But the reality is, you know, we just offensively, we just didn't quite get it done as far as down the last 3 minutes. As far as I think we had maybe two or three turnovers down, or at least a couple of them, not counting the last one. The last one was just anyway, you know, you got, like I said, they're really good. They got a bunch of good shooters on the floor. They got an excellent point guard who's one of the best defenders in the league, and they're good inside. And they got what it takes to be a championship level team.
Anyone who had a question of if Alec Henriksen still had it in him got their answer tonight.
Yeah, Alec was really good tonight. I mean, he took the ball to the basket well. He, you know, shot the ball well. He took the shots that came to him, and it was really a great effort by him tonight. We needed every single one of them tonight.
Well, conference standings
and
are going to
shake. The thing I will say about Alec is that he has been a great leader for this team all year. I mean, he really has. He's just been a tremendous leader on this team, and he has helped us in so many ways. He has been a positive influence on a guy like Jesse Jansman, Ben Gaysink, and so I really appreciate him.
Conference standings are going to shake up a little bit today as Briarcliff went on the road tonight and lost to Concordia 102-92. We've still got a lot of conference basketball to play.
Oh, yeah.
You end up splitting this week against teams that are rated and towards the top of the league. Obviously, you get this close, you'd really love to get 2 out of 2, but there's still a lot to be played and a lot to be decided.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, every game is a tough game. There is no doubt about that. And we are fully aware of that. And so we're just going to try to take it one day at a time. And we really do. We talk about it all the time about trying to keep getting a little bit better. And we're going to do a better job of taking care of the basketball from here on out for a little while. And it's just something we have to do. And I don't even know who we play on Wednesday. Is it Mount Marty? Mount Marty on Wednesday at home. And we just got to prepare ourselves just like we have every other game this year and be ready to play a good game.
Brian Van Haften, I will let you go. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Brian Van Haften talking about today's game with the Dort College Defenders and the Morningside Mustangs. And taking a look at things, here's how it shook out. We alluded to some of these numbers through the interview. The Defenders, 33 of 56 from the floor, 59%. They were propelled by Alec Henriksen's performance from the floor, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Dort was 15 of 29 from the three-point line, 11 of 14 on free throws. Morningside, 35 of 69 from the floor, 51%, 14 of 30 on threes, 10 of 13 from the free throw line, 77%. Morningside held a slight 31-30 rebounding edge. Dort had 17 turnovers, Morningside had 10. And Coach Brian Van Haften talked about the fact that that number just a little too high. And when you play a team like Morningside, they get 13 more shots from the floor. It's going to be difficult, and you've got to do a lot of things well, especially shoot the ball well, to even just have a chance. And today, Dort did that. They had a chance, but unable to turn the corner. Individually, Alec Henriksen, 11 of 13 from the floor, 6 of 8 on threes, 36 points. He was 8 for 10 from the free throw line. He matches a career high in points scored. He matches a career high in three-point shots made with 6. 18 points for Josh Van Langen, 12 for Ben Gasink, 10 for Garrett Franken, 7 by Jesse Jansma, 4 for Zach Busser, 3 for Chad Barkema, 2 for Chandler Brunsting, for their total of 92. For the Morningside Mustangs, 21 points for Tyler Borchers, 20 points for Matt Hahn, 14 by Alex Borchers, 10 by Brody Egger, 12 for Pierce Almond, 4 points for Ben Hoskins, 2 each for Semedeni, Cummins, and Trey Brown had 9. Rebounds, Garrett Franken and Josh Van Langen had 7 each. Chad Barkema had 5. Jesse Jansma had 4. 3 each for Gasink and Bussard. For Morningside, they were led in rebounding by Tyler Borchers with 11 and 4 for Alex Borchers. 9 assists today for Brody Egger. 5 assists each for Alex Borchers and Matt Hahn. For the defenders, 6 assists by Jesse Jansma. 4 each for Chandler Brunsting and Garrett Franken. The defenders slip to 13-8 overall, back to 500 in the conference as well, 6-6. For the Mustangs, they're 17-1 overall, 10-1 in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. We'll be back with our defender player of the game and a rundown of the scoreboard right after this. It's time for the Sioux Center Health Defender Player of the Game. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. It does not take much tonight to decide our player of the game. 36-point outings don't come along very often, and tonight Alec Henriksen, 36 points, matches a career high. Also matches a career high with 6 made three-pointers. He ends up with 36, but the defenders fall just short. 94-92 on the road to the number 4-rated Morningside Mustangs. Your GPAC scoreboard from today, everything's final. Morningside over Dort, 94-92. Jamestown holds on to defeat Doan on the road in Doan, 75-72. Hastings over Mount Marty in a tight one, 66-62. And in the surprise of the day, Concordia over Briarcliff, 102-92. That really opens things up for Morningside, and they have an opportunity to run away and hide with this league right now. They have a 2-game lead with 9 games to go. Morningside is 10-1. Briarcliff is 9-3. Jamestown is 8-4. Dakota Wesleyan is 7-4. They play Midland tomorrow, by the way, at the Corn Palace. Dort and Hastings are 6-6. Northwestern actually slides up a spot to fifth place. They were idle today. They're 6-5. Midland is 4-7. Doan and Concordia are 3-9. Mount Marty is 2-10. So the defenders unable to get a split. They lose to Morningside. Women's and men's basketball today. Morningside 91-83 winners in women's play. 94-92 winners in men's basketball. That will do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.